open with hymn number 217. Beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And thou forgavest the iniquity.
Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? Hallelujah. This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Sittest at the right hand of thy Father, Lord over all things. We beseech thee, send us thy Holy Spirit. Give thy church pious pastors. Preserve thy word. Control and restrain the devil and all who would oppress us. Mightily uphold thy kingdom until all thine enemies shall have been put under thy feet. We may hold the victory over sin, death, and the devil through thee, who livest and reignest with God the Father and the Holy Ghost, one true God, world without end.
Amen.
The Old Testament lesson is found in the 5th chapter of Genesis, the 21st through the 24th verse. And Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Here ends the Old Testament lesson. The epistle is found in the first chapter of Acts, the 1st through the 11th verse. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen by them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? To Israel. And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. When he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up. And a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Here ends the epistle. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the voice of a trumpet. Hallelujah. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Hallelujah. Found in the 16th chapter of Mark, the 14th through the 20th verse.
Glory to thee, O Lord.
Afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Here ends the gospel. Confess the Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father,
by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeded from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Amen.
We sing hymn number 216. Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this evening is found in the 57th chapter of Isaiah, the 15th through the 21st verse. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, to revive the heart of the contrite ones. For I will not contend forever, neither will I always be wroth, for the spirit should fail before me, and the souls which I have made. For the iniquity of his covetousness was I wroth, and smote him. I hid me, and was wroth, and he went on frowardly in the way of his heart. I have seen his ways, and will heal him. I will lead him also, and restore comforts unto him, and to his mourners. I create the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to him that is far off, and to him that is near, saith the Lord. And I will heal him. But the wicked are like the troubled sea, when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. Here ends our text. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, sanctify us in truth. Thy word is truth. Amen. Dear Christian friends, this is the final day of our Easter observance, the day where Jesus ascended to heaven in the sight of his disciples so he could occupy the place of highest authority and rule over all the world with all his power and glory. The Gospel of Mark declares that after Jesus ascended, the disciples did not, as before, hide away, but went out preaching into all the world. The Lord who had ascended was yet with them, confirming their words, and many signs followed. Where once they could not bear the thought of Jesus going away to be with the Father, now they're filled with zeal and faith. Though Jesus could no longer be seen, you could hardly tell it from the work and behavior of the apostles. We would all like Jesus to be among us like he was before, but would you really want a Jesus who always remained on earth? Is it better for you also that Jesus rule as your ascended Lord? In the end, he really does not give you the choice, but he who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, declares, I dwell in the high and holy place. There is a movement in the churches today to bring Jesus down to the level of the common man. Of course, no one can really bring Jesus anywhere or change his way of dealing with men, for he is always the same. But they supposedly do not want to change Jesus, but the way that men learn of him and how they relate Jesus to their lives. And this is a noble and a worthy goal. The fact that Jesus Christ is always the same does not mean that he is too stale for the modern man, but just the opposite, that he is still just as full of mercy and compassion for sinners now as he ever was. Not just sinners 2,000 years ago, but for today's current modern crop, with all of their 21st century sophistication and problems. The Christian churches fail miserably if they can no longer answer the question, who is Jesus, in any meaningful way. Today's most popular preaching has as its aim to make the Bible and to make Jesus relevant to men. After all, if God has nothing to say to the modern man, what kind of God would he be? Yet on this day when Jesus ascended to the right hand of the Father, it was so that he might reign over all creation and withdraw his visible presence from this world. As God and man, he would rule, and rules with all divine might, power, and glory. And that seems far removed from our current ideas about a relevant Jesus. There is a huge gap between the holiness and glory of God and men here down on earth and the life which they live. And yet here we are celebrating his ascension. When he ceased to be present among his people in a visible or sensible way. How do we bridge this gap? Well, there are two ways that we could go about it. We could assume that Jesus has left it all for us to figure out on our own. Or we can allow Jesus to deal with us in the way that he's already chosen. And so here is the question that we modern Christians must answer. Does our preaching and ministry try to demand that Jesus deal with us on our terms? Or does our preaching and ministry follow a path which he has laid before us? You see, if we try to do it our own way, we won't ever find Jesus. For the real Jesus who sits at the right hand of God with all power and glory refuses to coexist with a different Jesus which we come up with on our own. You see, that's what's at stake, because our Jesus is the ascended Lord, who deals with us according to clear and established means. If you want Jesus in some other way, then you really want a different Jesus. One who is not an ascended Lord. Try to find him on your terms, and you find a different Jesus and a different gospel. There is another way which we can put this question. Is there something insufficient about the method of ministering to one another and to the world which Jesus has revealed so that we have to constantly come up with new and more innovative ways of ministering to men? Or is our ascended Lord Jesus sufficient for us even today? Well, consider that the ministry of the church is nothing less than to bring Jesus to men. And the Jesus we bring is a Jesus who is ascended. We do not want to bring to them another Jesus. We want to bring them the true Jesus. Before Jesus ascended, he promised, "Lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world." And that means there is a way that we are to seek him. And he's promised that he will be here in this world with us in some way, even though his visible presence has been taken from us. There is a manner in which men are to deal with this ascended Lord Jesus, but it is different than it was before. We still hear his voice, but he does not speak directly to us. He uses intermediate means. To Thomas he said, "Blessed are they who have not seen and yet have believed." So it is today that he deals with us through faith. For since our bodily senses cannot perceive him anymore, it is only by faith that we can know him. And as a consequence of those two things, the means which Jesus chooses are such that it is only by faith that we can find that benefit of his presence among us and the work that he has done for us. And these means which he has chosen are not inferior. There's not some better way to find him. Because if every word and work of Jesus is perfect and merciful and holy, if everything he does is motivated by his compassion for men, then that is true also of his ascension into heaven and the manner which he has chosen to work among his people. But the way God chooses is not the way men would choose. Men wanted Jesus that they can experience exactly the same way that the disciples did. And not a Jesus who instead chooses to deal with us through other means, such as preaching or the sacraments, or through the divine worship of the church. In fact, they don't even want to consider that Jesus is coming to them at all in the gospel or in baptism and in the Lord's Supper. And why not? Because that kind of Jesus does not help them overcome all the daily troubles of work and family and money and relationships. He does not provide easy answers to every problem of life. In short, he's just not relevant to today's troubles and challenges because he doesn't just simply fix everything, but tells us instead, "In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." So that's what men want, but what kind of Jesus do we have? What does it mean that we have an ascended Lord? Well, in our sermon text, he tells us, this is his own description of himself, "Thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." Now pay close attention to those words. They're the words of our ascended Lord Jesus, speaking when, as he dwells on high from eternity. His nature is high and lofty and holy. That is who Jesus was and is, even when he humbled himself in human flesh. He never changed, even though he was conceived and born into human flesh. For Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it is this same Jesus who calls himself the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. This is Jesus. His very nature is such that we cannot comprehend it, because it is eternal and we are not. But how does he deal with men as our ascended Lord? He says, in his own words, that with him there, in his high and lofty place, are those who are contrite and humble. That is you and me, my friends. You have his own word on it, that those who humbly confess their sins are not far removed from Christ and from the throne of God. They are right there with him. And what does he do with such as are humble and contrite? He says he revives their spirit and revives their heart. He gives new life to those who are bowed down under the grief of sin. Do you see how foolish it is to change the way that Jesus deals with us? Do you understand how hopeless men would then have to become when the very means which God has given to men by which they can come to his throne are taken away and replaced with something that is a counterfeit? You see, that's what it is that happens when you take the life of the church, which Jesus himself has ordained, and throw it out the door and replace it with something more new and up to date. It's through the means of grace that God lifts you up to him, where he is in heaven. He lifts you up because you cannot make your own way to him. You cannot invent something new and better. He comes to you and he brings you to himself. How does he come? He, the holy and glorious God, comes in no other way than in the flesh of Jesus Christ. No, he does not bring you to the throne so that you can dwell in terror before him and shudder at his divine majesty to which you cannot possibly relate. He comes to you in the flesh of Jesus. And because he is still the same yesterday, today, and forever, that is how he comes to you still today. He may be our ascended Lord, but he is still our brother Jesus, the man whom God ordained to take away the sin of the world. It is the only manner in which we're able to comprehend God, to deal with him, to approach his throne. He is still that same Jesus who walked with us. Isn't it astounding that this very same Jesus took on a human body, preached to men, walked with them, laughed and cried with them? Isn't it astounding that this same eternal God still comes to us through his Son and lifts us up to him? To you he declares, "I will not contend with men forever. Nor will I always be wrathful, or else their spirits would fail, and also the souls which I have made." And so in our ascended Lord Jesus, the wrath of God has come to an end. That time of which he speaks in Isaiah has come. And since it is not the Father only, but your dear Jesus full of grace that is forever enthroned in heaven with all divine majesty and glory, you can be absolutely certain that the Father's wrath is forever turned away. For there in eternity is Jesus forever. And therefore he assures you, "I will heal him, I will lead him, and restore comfort unto him." That is your Lord's promise even as he dwells on high. You never need to doubt this because his chosen means to deal with you, his words and his sacraments don't change either. They are still declaring peace. Peace to him that is far off and to him that is near. This is what it means to have an ascended Lord. Even so, receive his peace. The peace that your sins which brought upon you the wrath of God are now forever wiped away. For Jesus is not just for 2,000 years ago. He is Jesus for today and every day. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Almighty God, who hast raised up thy dear Son from the lowliness of his earthly state to thy right hand in the heavens, grant that as we do joyfully believe and this day celebrate his ascension, we may even in this present world seek only the things which are eternal and which come from him. Even so, Lord Jesus Christ, thou Son of the Most High, who no longer dwellest on earth in lowliness and poverty, but art seated on the right hand of the Father, a mighty Lord over all things in heaven and on earth, filling and ruling all. We beseech thee, send us thy Holy Spirit. Give us faithful ministers, endow them with thy gifts, and keep them in thy word. Hinder Satan and all tyrants, and mightily protect thy kingdom on earth, until all enemies are laid at thy feet, and we overcome sin, death, and all things by thee, who livest and reignest with the Father, ever one God, world without end. Amen. We sing hymn number 221.
Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the name of the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who after his resurrection appeared openly to all his disciples, and in their sight was taken up into heaven, that he might make us partakers of his divine nature. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, saying, drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Take us away.
body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for all your sins. May this strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins. May this strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace. Sing the Nunc Dimittis. That of thy mercy thou wouldst strengthen us through the same in faith towards thee and in fervent love toward one another through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. We sing hymn 53.
Oh, my God, he is.
with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.